two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Carey on KSL News Radio.
All right, everybody, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. Alex Carey, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. The Jazz are going to tip off in just a couple minutes here. And we're excited about it because, boy, we're waiting for that two-game losing streak to come to an end. Isn't it nice to just hope that a two-game losing streak will come to an end? Other teams are hoping that they can get above 500 or whatever. The Jazz are 25 games above 500, Scott. So that's
Remember the Jazz a few years ago, Alex, are fighting just to get into the playoffs,
yes.
Or they're fighting to get to the sixth seed or the fourth seed,
right?
Now
you're kind of thinking, man, the two seed. If you lose out on that one seed in the West, man, how could they do that? It looks like even with the schedule the way it's set up, if they can maintain the way they had been playing. I mean, these last two games. Let me just give you a couple numbers before we get into our 8 o'clock, 8:05 cut here. Let me just give you a couple numbers. The Jazz make about 17.5 3-pointers a game. They made 11 last night. They made 12 against the Mavericks. Those would be more than enough. Obviously, those are their two lowest 3-point totals the whole season. So you think about and percentage wise, it's some of their lowest. And Donovan was only 4 for 12, and he was. You know, leading the team last night in that loss against the Suns down in Phoenix. And I don't know how much it's going to wear on them this week of losing one in Dallas, losing one last night in overtime in a different city, and then having to come home versus the Trailblazers. I hope they can keep that home win streak up to 22 games now, because home's been really, really good to the Jazz. But in the meantime, we've got something to talk about here. I've got an 8:05 cut that you don't want to miss. Burning questions for Scott Mitchell here that have to do with the Masters and Super Bowl.
The Cut at 8:05. The unquestioned, undeniable, unrivaled. Top sports story of the hour. Here's what made the cut.
The thing that fascinates me about the Masters, I mean, it's the only golf tournament that I like watching the entire four rounds. We like watching the practice rounds. We like watching, you know, the par three challenge, you know, that they're having the days prior to it. We're okay. We want to know what's on the menu at the Champions Dinner, the Sunday before. And it's the only tournament that's like that. And you think about how amazing this tournament is and how big the stage is. Obviously, of all the majors in golf, it's by far the most important one that you could win. But across the world of sports, Scott Mitchell, who, of course, played in the NFL, I'm going to ask you this question, Scotty.
I can't wait.
Because all you do, listen, you talk more about golf and the Masters than you do about the NFL and the Super Bowl.
We talk about the NFL every night.
I know, but I'm just saying, I think that
I like talking about the NFL.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, but I love to talk about the Masters.
But the thing is, if it really came down to it,
okay,
would you rather have a Super Bowl ring and a Lombardi trophy or the Masters green jacket? You get one. The Lord grants you one of those things, Scott. Which one is it going to be?
Oh man, that's a hard question.
But we'll be right back, everybody. Thanks for being with us.
I've thought about this. I've had sleepless nights over this.
Oh, house. Sure you have.
No, I really have.
Okay.
This is actually an easy one, and I'll tell you why. You win the Masters.
Mm-hmm.
And for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
The rest of your life, as long as you so desire, you can come back and play in the Masters. There's nothing like that in any sport. It's not like the U.S. Open. You get a 10-year exemption.
Right.
It's a lifetime exemption to play in the Masters, and you win a Super Bowl. A lot of people who've won a Super Bowl, they go, yeah, you only won one though, you know, and that was a bad year. That was whatever year. You don't get it. You don't get to go back to the Super Bowl unless you're Tom Brady every year. So you don't get to play in it again and again and again. But the Masters, and you can play terrible. Larry Mize goes back and plays every year. You know what? He's the guy that shoots the worst round every single year. Like, you can't shoot.
You're actually making an argument as to why the Masters is not a good thing to win, because then you're just playing against a bunch of losers for the Masters every year.
But when you get old, you still go back. You still get to go to the Masters. You get to participate in all of the things, but what you they give their spot up after a certain period of time so that other people can have that opportunity. But I don't care. Like, if you win it, it's a lifetime thing, and it's the Masters, Al. I mean, this is the most amazing golf course. It's consistently rated as like the top golf course in the entire world.
Right.
It's an epic place, and the Super Bowl. Believe me, I have spent sleepless nights over. Oh, I wished I could have won a Super Bowl. So that's in my sport. Yeah, that's been ambition about all of it. But if I could win one or the other, like, you know, I'm not a professional golfer, but if I went to a Holiday Inn Express and I might, right?
Yeah. I look at it like this. I think that here's why it would be so amazing, because there's no – if you win the Super Bowl and you win a Super Bowl MVP to go on top of it.
Well, you get to go to Disney World.
Well, you get to go to Disney World. You get like a Chevy Camaro or something. But the other thing is that you –
Chevy Camaro.
Yeah, it's always some weird like sports car you wouldn't want to get. The thing is that you end up – If you wouldn't have gotten there unless a bunch of teammates were a part of that situation with
right.
you. And which is also a beautiful thing, too, where you go, hey, it's a team sport, and you got to have your teammates, rallying around you. But if you win the Masters, it's an individual award that is just like, yeah, you have your caddy there, but you're on a dang island, man. Like, you are battling everything. Think about how many guys have gone into that final round and have stinking blown it. You know what I mean? Greg Norman or whomever. I mean, just all these people who... They're going into that final round of the Masters, and they blow it. Or the guy who they think about
but
Dustin.
But they know what it means to win it, Alex.
Yes.
Like,
think about Dustin Johnson. I mean, he didn't just win it last year. And I feel like it's funny now, because everybody on this first day had a bunch of terrible scores, because Dustin Johnson had the best score ever, you know, had the best tournament ever, had the lowest rounds ever, and the Masters just bit right back today and just went, well, you're going to have some real problems shooting on this course today. And, Justin Rose with that amazing, you know, 7-under today, and no one's even close, four strokes up on the first day. But you could see Justin Rose falling off tomorrow and the next day and the next day. I mean – The individual award would be amazing. Now, here's another one then. Gold medal in the 100 meter in the 100 meters in the Olympics, or the golden jacket. Or I mean the golden jacket. The golden jacket, Scott. I did not mean to offend you.
I want a golden
ticket. I didn't mean to offend you with that the NFL Hall of
yes,
Fame jacket
you
going
totally
back
did.
At you
said,
again.
Oh, yeah,
no, but what's the but a green jacket or a gold medal?
Again, I'd still want to win the Masters.
Yeah. I think only
because it's just the fact that you get to go back
and keep
forever.
Going back, and not just playing, but I mean, like, even if you're not going to play, you can go to the Champions Dinner and have everybody's amazing dinner every year for the rest of your life.
You have all access to the whole everything, every single year. And it's not just you. You have, you know, you can bring family member. I mean, it's the Billy Casper used to do it right, and he went for years. I mean, you could see how much it meant to him in his life. It wouldn't even be a question to me. I'd go to the Masters over anything.
Justin Rose, by the way, your leader, he's been second twice at the Masters. Do you think he's hungry to get that green jacket?
He would be a good Masters champion.
Yeah,
actually,
it'd be pretty fun. All right, we're taking the break here. We'll come back. More to go right here on KSL's Unrivaled. Sam Farnsworth from KSL 5 Television is going to join us next. Stay right here with us.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.